We are about to roll right into the Mother's Day weekend. And normally I would be like, oh, yay, Mother's Day. So great. But we all know as of right now, and if you don't know, now you will know, there's currently a Mother's Day strike going on or about to happen this weekend due to them trying to overturn Roe versus Wade. And I'm just so shocked, appalled, and disgusted at how far this war on women in the world has gone. To think that there are so many other problems going on in the world. But the main thing men and pygmies in the government want to focus on is how they can police and enforce the rules on women and their bodies in some way and make it law. I couldn't watch The Handmaid's Tale, like the whole thing, because yikes. But I'm feeling like, from what I've seen, we're barreling back towards that direction, and that's scary. They are really trying to go as far as making birth control an option that you can only obtain if your husband or spouse approves. I mean, just the thought of everything that will spiral completely out of control if that bill is overturned is just a nightmare to me. I have yet in my 36 years of life seen them even hint at making a law on a man's body or his rights. I think the birth control conversation was like a hot second because they did like a little study and basically the same shit that happens to women, with the exception of a lot less issues with hormones and such, was happening to men, and they stopped the study. How hilarious to me. So, as much as I'd love to just say, Happy Mother's Day, I hope you have a great weekend. Obviously, I hope you have a great weekend and a great day. But it really doesn't feel like a celebration at this point, because there's always something going on to combat anything that has to do with women. All I gotta say is, ladies, stay strong in these streets. But at this point, all we can do is pray and manifest a better outcome for all of us, right? Welcome to the Awkward Mom Stage podcast. Grab yourself a glass of water or wine, whichever suits your day, and get ready, because the Awkward Mom Stage starts now. Hey, y'all, and welcome back to the podcast. If you're new here, I'm Lola. Hi, hello, and welcome. I'm so glad you're here. We've hit the 13th episode in season 3. I can't believe we're already 13 episodes into this season. Holy mackerel. I feel like I just started. Like, it does not feel like I'm 13 episodes into the third season of the podcast, but here we are. I hope everyone's had a great week. I hope it has gone as well for you as you wanted it to. I hope we are manifesting and focusing on self-love and self-care, and we're being nice to ourselves. We've got some positive self-talk going on. Remember, you are beautiful. You are amazing. You can do whatever your heart desires as long as you put the work in and you do the manifestation. The universe will take care of the rest. As for me, my week has been pretty good. It's actually been a pretty good week. I've had some pretty cool things happen this week. So yeah, I don't really want to delve into everything, because I don't like getting ahead of myself. So I'll wait on that. But yeah, I mean, I'm just going to keep, you know, working towards being positive and manifesting the life that I want to live. You know what I mean? So that's just what's been going on over here. But anyway, y'all, let's get into this episode. Today's episode, we're talking about journaling. More specifically, we're talking about ways you can journal and write for personal growth. I think when people hear journaling, they automatically assume it has to be this long, drawn-out, written passage. But honestly, we've been journaling forever. If you're a millennial or older, especially, we came from the days where you wrote letters. There was no social media, so you couldn't just post your life story whenever. Journaling is a powerful tool that few people take full advantage of. It can seem stupid or like a silly waste of time, but journaling provides a ton of benefits, and a surprising number of highly successful people make journaling a daily habit. I feel like, especially for men nowadays, literally any sort of self-care or journaling or things that like that, they automatically are like, oh no, that's for women. But it's like, no, even the dudes in powdered wigs back in the day wrote letters and journal. I mean, just look at all the beautiful poetry we have throughout centuries from men in love or women who have been journaling forever, because there's many writings of broken hearts and whatnot. You can learn a lot about yourself and gain a lot of insight into your life. There's something magical about writing that thinking alone just doesn't have. They also don't have to be long, drawn-out writings either. They can just be little sentences about how you're feeling or what you're working on or really anything. But it really just depends on how you like to write. You can also journal different ways. It doesn't have to be just pen and paper. Most people that do journal find it more effective for them, but you can type it, voice note it, which is what I did before the podcast, because sometimes, I don't know if it's just me or maybe someone else does this too, but sometimes I have so much in my mind and so many feelings I'm trying to get out that sometimes my mind and my hand don't coordinate, and I end up trying to write as fast as I think, and then I start skipping words in the sentences that I'm writing. Like, I'll be thinking, I just really need to get on a better schedule because I'm stressing myself out, but I'll actually write, I just really need to get a better schedule, I'm myself out. Like, I'll skip words because my mind is talking so fast. I don't know, maybe that's just me and I'm one crayon short in the box. But anyway, you can write it in the notes app, just whichever way works best for you. Do you love reading but don't have time to sit down and read a good book? Well, we all know I love Audible. I share books on the podcast all the time and I talk about Audible a lot. I solved my reading problem with Audible about 4 years ago. I love to multitask, and it's been amazing to still keep up with my book list while checking off my to-do list. It's perfect because they offer books that are narrated by professional voice actors and sometimes even the actors themselves. You can listen while driving, cooking, cleaning, or doing anything else that you need your hands free for. It's like having a personal assistant who reads to you whenever you want. Think Diddy and his umbrella-holding manservant, but with books. With the new update, they even have podcasts, sleep meditations, and much more now. There really is something for everyone, and the best part is it doesn't cost you anything to start. You can click the link in the show notes to sign up today and get 30 days and your first book free. All their books are DRM free, which means they aren't locking them away from other devices, so even if your subscription expires or you cancel it, you can still keep and access the books you've already purchased. Just download them again, anytime, from anywhere. There's over 180,000 titles available to choose from, and I'm sure that number will just keep growing. You can even follow the Awkward Mom stage on Audible now. So go get started on that reading list, but let's wait until after the show. So I have a few tips on taking advantage of journaling that will kind of help you gain some insight into your mind and your life. You can review your day, take a look at your day, and like take some notes. I write about what happened that day, or, you know, did you meet someone new or run into an old friend? Was your day kind of crappy? Was that cute guy you always get coffee at the same time in the same place there today with his girlfriend? You can use this time to just write down the things that stuck out to you in the day. Use this to help you reflect on things you want to focus on or change. Look back at your notes after like a month or so and use it as a review of things that seem to be the most prominent in your life, and see if there are things you need to change or things you never noticed that you love, and find a way to figure out how to have a better tomorrow. Use journaling as a way to enhance yourself in some way. Pick something you want to work on and write about it. Write what it is and how you're going to work towards it. It also helps you manifest things as well, because you'll be reading it and you'll be seeing how the goal is going. So you'll always kind of subconsciously be thinking about it and working towards that goal. See, I stay giving y'all ways to kill two birds with one stone. Just kidding. But for real, use this as a way to enhance your life, skills, whatever. Just like making lists, if you list your goals each day, that's a great way to stay focused on them. So if you're writing down your goals every day, you have time to reflect on them and see if you want to change any of them, see if any of them have already been achieved. write like 5 to 10 of your most important goals each day and notice how over time it'll evolve and things will start to change. You can also write 5 things you're grateful for. Write them daily, weekly, monthly. Hell, you can even do it yearly. What are you grateful for? I mean, you get to answer that question every week just listening to the podcast. So if you aren't already, all you have to do now is write them down and then you're good to go. Your perspective on life changes when you focus on what you do have and what you're grateful for. It gives room for more good things to come and you don't have time to dwell on how long it takes to happen because you're focused on what you're grateful for or what you're working towards. Kind of like the sleight of hand, but with your mind, and it's on yourself. You can write about challenges and obstacles in your life. I journaled heavy after we lost baby Gigi. I needed a way to process my feelings and emotions after my miscarriage, and journaling did just that. Sometimes I would have long bursts of paragraphs, and other times it would just be a few sentences or words. Write whatever it is. Trouble in your relationship, you want a relationship, your job not going well, you want a promotion or to start a business, but you have no support. Whatever it is, write it out and make a plan to get over those obstacles. Make a plan for the future. Aside from your specific goals, what does your dream life look like? How are you planning on getting there? Think about it and write out a plan. Make it fun and create a vision board or make it vision board like. Add stickers, colors, pictures, whatever will make the process more fun and engaging for you. If you're struggling with negative emotions, what's the issue? What are the feelings? What's getting you down? Are you comparing yourself? Are you wishing you had something someone else does? Write out what the situations, people, habits, feelings, and beliefs that are causing you the most distress. Why do these things bother you? And what can you do about it? One thing that I had noticed before in my journaling was that I would write it down and then put it away and like never review or look at it again. Like it would just collect dust. And when you do that, it kind of defeats the purpose because you want to use your journal as a way of improving and growing. And you can't do that if you don't know what you've improved on because you don't know what you've, I mean, you know what you've done, but like you get it. You want it to help you feel your feelings and maybe say things that you can't or don't want to necessarily say out loud. But when you go back later on and review what you've wrote, you can see if anything changed. If the feelings you had then are still the same today and so on. Then you're able to say, oh man, I really need to work on that bad habit, or maybe I should talk to someone about these feelings that seem to have not changed. Wow, I have really grown from that dark place I was in. Basically, don't just write and put it away to collect dust in a drawer, but make sure you take time to review it at some point, at least maybe like once a month or so. There's also making lists. Again, when people think of journaling, they automatically think of long written passages, but you can also make lists. If you've ever made like a pros and cons list or something like that, that's a form of journaling. Whatever it was you were weighing out, you did a little journaling, boo. List progress towards your goals. You can sit and think about your goals and then list the progress you've made towards each one. If you haven't reached a goal or something you planned failed, you can reevaluate what it was you did in the past and work on how to achieve it the next time. If you failed to do anything or failed to make progress towards your goals or you slacked off, you can note that as well. So that way you know what not to do next time. Write about your fears. You may not want to talk about them, but writing them out can also work. Use this to address whatever fears you have. What are you afraid of? If it's work, what's the fear you have? For me, I would write that I struggle with imposter syndrome. That's a huge fear I have with everything that I'm working on and things that are changing. Imposter syndrome can happen in a corporate setting, as a content creator, and also if you own a business or you work for yourself or whatever. write down why you think you're afraid and what you think will happen or whatever. How do these fears impact your life? Figure out what your plan is to change or work on those fears so they can be addressed head on. Do you want to start a podcast, but you don't know where to start? As the host and producer of this podcast, I can tell you it's definitely not easy. When I started out, I had absolutely no idea what I was doing or where to start. Actually, I still kind of don't know what I'm doing. Buzzsprout has been my go-to from the start of my podcast. They have so many helpful videos on hosting, how to edit, how to add music, how to post, what to post. I mean, you name it, they help you with it. And their Facebook community is helpful too. So let me tell you now, if you're a podcaster and you're trying to start a podcast, or you already have a podcast and you're looking for a host, definitely check out Buzzsprout. They have everything you need to get started, even a domain name if you don't already have one. Trust me, I'm no tech genius, and Buzzsprout has definitely been my saving grace. So if you're interested, you can click the link in the show notes to get started on your podcasting journey. Now back to the show. Then, of course, there's always journaling prompts. I've talked about them many times. I've shared some. We've talked about it in episodes. But journaling prompts can help you tremendously when you don't know what you want to write about or where to start. There are thousands of prompts online. There's also prompts on the Awkward Mom Stage Instagram, but I'm about to give you a few more. Make a bucket list. I'm actually working on mine now because I have some places I'm dying to travel to, so they're definitely going on the bucket list. But this is a great way to get into journaling because you're writing about something you want to do or are excited about. Get specific on where you want to go and what you want to do or see while you're there. Even add in the person or the people you want to go with if you don't want to travel alone, although solo travel can be so nice. Describe your ideal or perfect day. Talk about what you want to do, who you want to hang out with, and where you want to go. Get specific on what you think is the perfect day. Maybe the day you had last week was amazing. Use that for inspiration. List the best and worst things that happened in your day. This will help you both reflect and maybe correct anything that may have made the day kind of crappy. Or maybe you got sick and when you finally sat down to evaluate the day, you realize it's because you've been pushing yourself too hard. It could be your mind and body's way of telling you to slow down. By reflecting on the day, you were able to see where you did too much that day and maybe even the entire week. If you could speak to your teenage self, what would you say? I mean, for me, there's a lot I would say. But get specific. Maybe a lesson you learned later on in life or something you discover where your younger self was wrong or misunderstood something. Again, this is all about getting your mind going and finding ways to get used to journaling. So talking about things you've learned or something you already know about helps get the writing momentum going. I wish I could say no to. List the things you've been reluctantly saying yes to and actively work on stopping them. I wish other people knew blank about me. Write something you wish people knew about you. List 5 things you appreciate about each member of your family or friends or all the above. Those are just a few journaling prompts that you can use to kind of get your mind going and get the journaling momentum going, if you will. Learning to journal takes time, especially if you're trying to make it a daily habit, but it's definitely time well spent. If only just for getting the thoughts out and like clearing your mind, so that way when you go to sleep at night, maybe your brain won't bother you about the 9,000 things that you were thinking about throughout the day. Focus on developing a routine that incorporates journaling into your life, but don't try to overwhelm yourself with going in too hard and trying to journal like you see on TikTok. Make it something that you add into your routine that also doesn't disrupt your current routine. Again, this is supposed to be a smooth transition, not another task to complete in the day. It won't be long before you start noticing the changes and the difference journaling has made in your life. Many successful people in the world write down their thoughts and feelings. Adopt a habit that's going to help you learn and grow. All right, y'all, we've reached that point in the episode where we say something that we're grateful for. So, what are you grateful for this week? This week, I'm certainly grateful for my new job position. It's still just developing, but I'm very excited at the potential for the future. I actually have a meeting this afternoon that I'm getting ready for after I record this episode, so that's exciting. So that is for sure something I am grateful for this week, and I'm very excited to see where it goes. I also have some great guests lining up on the calendar, so there'll be some fun guest episodes coming up here soon, and I'm really excited for those. We have some really great topics that we'll be talking about and some really interesting ones. So definitely keep listening for that. And I will be sure to keep you updated on everything going on. I'm excited to have guests on the show again. I know sometimes I have like friends or Kevin on for fun, but I haven't had like, you know, a guest on the show since like last season. So it's going to be fun to get back into that. Also, side note, if you've heard jingling throughout this episode at some point, it's because Brooklyn keeps running in and out of my office. I'm not quite sure what she wants at this point in time, but I don't know, maybe she's trying to figure out where I'm at. Anyway, y'all, I hope you have a great weekend. It is Friday when you are listening to this. I am recording this on Thursday, so we are closing in on this week. I can't believe, I think there's only like 2 or 3 weeks of school left. I said that last week, but like, the closer it gets, the more I'm like, what is happening with the time? Also, the heat. Can we please address the fact that it does not feel like spring? It already feels like the middle of summer, and I am not happy with that. This hot, muggy weather we have going on, not cute. Because I have some cute outfits I'm trying to wear, but I'm not trying to sweat all day long. You know what I'm saying? But whatever. It is what it is. First world problems, okay? I'm trying to get my hot mom summer on. And, you know, it's really going to be a hot one. Like, that's, the universe gave me what I asked for, I guess, you know. It's given what it was supposed to give with the summer heat. All right, y'all. That's it for this episode. As always, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Thank you for continuing to support the podcast. And if you haven't already, please leave your girl a written review on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. You can even leave a review on the podcast website. Let me know you're listening and you love it. If you want to share the love, simply screenshot this episode. Tag me at The Awkward Mom Stage on Instagram and share it on your story so others can find the podcast as well. I'll reshare them and shout you out on the podcast as a thank you. If you'd like to donate to the podcast to help with the behind the scenes, or you just want to buy this hot mess mama a coffee, you can do that as well with the Buy Me a Coffee link. If you love the show so far and you have topics you want me to cover or someone you think should be a guest on the show, send me a DM, an email, or click the Les Clinique link in the show notes and let me know. All right, y'all. I'm going to go get myself together. The kids are upstairs so I can hear them running around. And Brooklyn, again, is running in and out of the office. Girl, what do you need, ma'am? What is happening right now? All right, y'all, I'm gonna get off. Until next week, y'all, always remember you're beautiful. Bye.
Thanks for joining me this week on the Awkward Mom Stage podcast. Make sure to visit our Instagram page at The Awkward Mom Stage, where you can follow and find information on next week's show, updates for the podcast, behind the scenes clips, and more. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast shows. While you're at it, if you're enjoying the show, I'd appreciate it so much if you rate the show on iTunes or share this podcast with a friend. Be sure to tune in next week for an all-new episode. I hope you have an awesome week. Always remember you're beautiful. Lola.